Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, we're going to lead off with a little hot stove baseball. As you know, a lot of stuff happened in the winter meetings with the Mets and the Yankees. Then we're going to talk a little football with the Giants and falling to the Carolina Panthers by the score of 23-0. Update actually the Jets are playing against Carolina Panthers. My fault.
Yeah.
The Giants lost to Seahawks. As of right now, the Jets are trailing the Carolina Panthers 16-13. And of course, you know, we'll give you a little update about, you know, the Knicks this week, and of course, you know, we'll preview the Survivor Series and give you our thoughts on you know, who's gonna win a Survivor Series. I mean, not Survivor Series. The Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay per view event.
Yep.
And of course, you know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. 4189. So feel free to get your voice heard and head to the phone lines. But of course, the top story of this week is the hot stove. The Mets, you know, they actually, you know, for years they've been criticized for not spending any money. You know, they haven't spent any money since acquiring Jason Bay, which, you know, as we all know, was a huge bust.
Yep.
And the Mets went for, you know, high risk, high reward. You know, of course, earlier, you know, this week, they, you know, they unveiled Curtis Granderson as a New York Met. He's going to be wearing the number 3 uniform for the Mets since number 14 is retired for Gil Hodges, you know, the manager of the 69 Met team and, you know, also, you know, famous for being, you know, the first baseman for the Brooklyn Dodgers and L.A. Dodgers that won multiple championships in both cities.
Yep.
And, of course, he couldn't wear 41 because, you know, that's Tom Seaver's number. So
he
went to number 3. His parents advised him to wear number 3, and he did. And hopefully he'll bring the third championship to Citi Field.
Yeah, but, I think it's a good move. I think it's a good move for you guys. You guys definitely needed some pitching. And this guy, you know, he's a veteran guy who the power pitcher. Been in the league for years now, and with Matt Harvey going to be out for the season next year, Cologne, I think, is going to give you an ace.
Yeah, absolutely. The other big news about the winter meeting, as you just alluded to, was the signing of Bartolo Cologne. I mean, it's, you know,
I thought we were just talking about that, right? Or were you talking about somebody else?
We were talking about Granderson, but I was going to go skip Cologne.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey, you know, that's what we do in Sports Urban Legend. We go out there. You know, we're not afraid to say what we gotta say. So, you know, like I was gonna say, you know, the big move, of course, the surprising move was, you know, Mets signing Bartolo Colon. It's definitely a high risk, high reward. You know,
yep.
He's 40 years old. You know, he's David Wells type guy, you know, in every aspect, you know. He's a big pitcher, but, you know, he knows how to pitch.
Yep.
And, you know, I think it's a great move for the Mets, you know, even though he's going to be 42 at the end of the year. But for the last 3 years, you know, this guy's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. I mean, last year he had the best year right after Matt Scherzer. And I think he led the ERA, I think in American League, with, 265 ERA. So, I mean, this guy has been great.
Yeah, he's like I said, you know, he's going to be your ace next year with Matt Harvey out. So, definitely need a pitcher like him.
Yeah, yesterday they officially announced the signing because, you know, he had to pass a physical, which, you know, some people were holding their breath, you know, whether he'd pass it or not, but, you know. It's a good thing, you know, he's officially a Met, and I assume sometime this week coming up, you know, he'll be, you know, officially a Met.
Yeah,
at the
definitely.
Press conference and everything.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, you know, the Mets are, you know, they're interested in, you know, trading away either Ike Davis or Lucas Duda because you know, both guys have underachieved as a Met, you know, being first basemen. And, of course, Lucas Dudas has experience in the outfield, which, trust me, it's scarier than Freddie versus Jason, seeing him in the outfield. So,
yeah.
Obviously, he's never going to play in the outfield.
Right.
Ever again in a Met uniform. But if it was up to me, if I had my choice between one or the other, I would have definitely traded Lucas Duda, you know, because Ike Davis, yeah, he's been shaky, but he actually, you know, he has more potential. I mean, because even though you know, his rookie year he hit 19 home runs, his second year he hit 32 home runs. However, the first half He was horrible. But then in the second half, you know, Mets were in the pennant race, and he did hit like 26 or so home runs.
Right.
In the second half. So, I mean, he did show some potential. But last year he did, you know, he did have a horrible start. And, well, actually, he had a horrible year last year. He only hit 9 home runs. And, you know, I think he barely hit over 200. So, you know, so I can understand why Mets are frustrated with his production.
Yeah.
But the guy, you know, he's a very good defender. I'd say above average defender. And, you know, he did hit 32 home runs in a bad year that he had 2 years ago. So I think, you know, if you know, given a shot, especially change of scenery, I think this guy could, you know, really put up major home runs, like 40 home runs in, you know, in Baltimore or you know, any other stadium, you know, Phillies, wherever they'd want to – well, I don't think they trade him to Phillies because they have, you know, Ryan Howard. But the rumors are is that he's going to get traded to Brewers. And since Rays re-signed Loney, you know, they're out of the race.
Yeah, well, he has the power, so I could definitely see him hitting 40 home runs in the season.
Absolutely. That's why I think Mets should give – you know, should, you know, hold on to him. I mean, Lucas Duda, I mean, what, the most home runs he's hit was, what, 13 or so? I mean, he hasn't really lived up to the potential. I know Mets love him because he has a better on-base percentage, but, I mean, most importantly, I mean, Ike Davis is a more proven run producer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it was up to me, you know, I'd keep Ike Davis. But, you know, hopefully Mets can, whoever they trade, you know, they'll get some, you know, some pieces back. Maybe a shortstop, starting pitcher, even though, you know, they have enough in the system. But, you know, you can never have enough pitching.
Yeah, and that's what they need right now, more pitching than hitting.
Absolutely. Well, I think they really need hitting, too, because they don't have a shortstop. I mean, Tejada had a horrible year. I'd basically say they definitely need a shortstop.
Yeah. They need a lot. I mean,
And the bullpen, too.
Yeah.
Since they lost LaTroy Hawkins, you know. And Parnell, who's supposed to be their closer, you know, he's still dealing with his neck injury after having surgery, so you don't know if he's going to be able to throw hard and be the you know, Bobby Parnell he's been, you know, these past couple of years. So
yeah,
keep my fingers crossed on that. But shifting gears with the, you know, with the Yankees, you know, Beltran's officially, you know, a Met. I mean, a Yankee, I should say, because Cano left and Cano has did his press conference and, you know, he was saying that how the Yankees, you know, didn't respect them. And so, I mean, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, just like I told you last week when we were talking about it, I do feel the Yankees didn't make, you know, a hard effort to bring him back. And I understand that, you know, the salary is a ridiculous salary. I mean, that's like, you know, the salary that the Mariners are paying him, they're basically saying he's the best player in baseball. But I understand Yankees didn't want to match that. But, I mean, I thought the Yankees could have made a more aggressive effort, could have put forth a more aggressive effort to try to bring him back, you know, be the face of the franchise. But, you know, it didn't happen, so we just have to move on, and it's all business, you know.
I totally agree with, you know, everything you said, you know. I mean, I'll go one step further. I mean, if Cano spent his entire career as a Red Sox, or if the Red Sox was in this, was interested in signing him instead of Mariners, I think Yankees would have found some a few millions of dollars hidden under their couch to try to re-sign him.
Yeah. I mean, whether the Yankees signed him for more money or whether they not, Yankees are always going to get criticized, so there's no win or lose situation for the Yankees ever.
Well, I totally agree with that. what you said. I mean, the only way Yankees are not going to have criticism is if they win the World Series.
Exactly.
Obviously, the Yankees are very familiar at doing that.
Of course.
So basically, you know, it looks like, you know, the recipe of 2008 they're doing. You know, 2008, just like this season, they didn't make the playoffs. So what did they do? They spend the money other than re-signing Cano, of course. I mean, they were willing to give him 175, but, you know, compared to what Cano got from the Mariners, what, 240? And then you combine the sales tax, the non-state tax in Washington State, it's like the Mariners gave him $90 million. So,
yeah.
You know, Yankees were offering 175. I mean, me or you, I mean, if someone was offering us 175, I mean, we'd have signed it.
I'm taking it.
What are you saying?
I'm taking it.
You know, I'm not going to be disrespected. I wouldn't feel disrespected at all. But,
oh, yeah.
But,
good money,
you know,
right there.
But you know, other than that, you know, the Yankees did spend the money. You know, they did get Beltran, signed to a 3-year deal. You know, one of the best clutch players, you know, in postseason history. Even though he did have a bad lasting image with the Mets in 06, but you know, in his last at bat. But other than that, you know, he's been a clutch postseason guy. He hit, what, over 300, I think, in the postseason, has 16 home runs. I mean, he's one of the best performers in World Series history, probably the best performer in World Series history. I mean, other than, well, I shouldn't say World Series, postseason history, you know, who hasn't won a title.
Yeah, I agree.
Because this guy is always in the postseason with the Cardinals, the Mets. Well, he only won that 1 year. Astros.
I could have sworn he won a World Series recently. No?
No, he never won.
Really?
Did he ever go to the World Series? I'm
probably thinking of something. You know what? He was not with the Giants. I don't. The Giants won, right?
He was with the Giants, but he didn't. I think he was in the year in between they won the championships. That was the year.
Okay.
He was in 2011. They won in 2010 and 2012.
Oh, okay.
So he was a year too early and a year too late, depending on which year you want to look at it. So, you know, did he go to a postseason as a Royal?
I could have sworn he won a World Series.
No, he never won.
What was the other year that the Cardinals won?
Cardinals won. It was in 2011. See, every time they win, he's
like
on
one year short. Yeah,
he's always a 1 year short.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, hopefully this will be his year, maybe.
I know you want that for sure. I mean, if you wearing pinstripes, I don't blame you.
Hopefully. I hope so. Well, we'll see.
We'll definitely see about that, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, bye-bye Jabba. Jabba is a Tiger now.
Mm-hmm.
And another former Yankee reliever, he left the Yankees and signed a 3-year, $16.5 million. Was it Bruni? I can't even remember who the guy was, who it is. The guy got grossly overpaid.
Yeah, I can't remember.
So what do you think the Yankees should do to improve the team? Or you think, you know, they're set?
I think they should go after Arroyo, try to bring him to the Yankees. They need some that pitching. You know, they lost Phil Hughes and Jabba. So
right.
I think they should try to go after Arroyo, because that would be a great addition to the Yankees. And
absolutely.
They definitely need more pitching and hitting. I think they still need a second baseman to make up for the loss of Cano and third base. So let's see what they're going to do at those positions.
And, you know, shifting gears to the Giants, you know, Giants had a horrible loss. They lost, you know, to the Seahawks by the score 23 nothing. And, of course, you know, last week the Giants were eliminated from postseason appearance this year. So what's your thoughts on these last couple of games?
Yeah, it's well, Giants, they started 0-6, and they then won, what, 4 in a row or something? And they haven't been playing good the last 3 out of 4 games. So they've reverted back to how they were playing earlier this season. Although the defense has been playing good, the offense has looked atrocious. I mean, Eli Manning continues to, you know, throw interceptions. I think he set a career record, franchise record for most interceptions by the quarterback. And today he had 4 interceptions, and Giants kept turning the ball over, and that they only played into the Seahawks' hands. The Seahawks play great defense. They have a lot of takeaways, and right now they're the best team, if not in the NFC, but they might be the best team in the NFL. So Giants ended up getting not only blown out, but shut out, 23-0, and this is their first shutout since 1995, I think. So it's been 18 years the last time they were shut out.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad for the Giants. You know, they had postseason, Super Bowl aspirations. You know, especially with the Super Bowl, you know, in our stadium, MetLife Stadium. So you know, they really wanted to bring the title back, you know, to the city of New York. But, you know, Giants, you know, what they got to do this next couple of games is, you know, basically,
play for pride.
You know, play for pride and, you know, play for the name in front of the jersey, man. Because, you know, the Giant fans, you know, they're not going to tolerate, this losing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So they got to get their act together and then regroup for next year.
Yeah.
And,
so they're out of it now, so it's all up to the Jets to try to bring in the title to the MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, but Jets are, as we speak right now, you know, they're getting their butts kicked by the Carolina Panthers by the score of, 22-13, because Carolina Panthers just scored another touchdown on them. And, you know, basically, Cam Newton is, is schooling Geno Smith basically. They're in the fourth quarter, and time is running out.
Yeah, they better get their acts together too.
Because they got to win outright, but right now it looks like their chances is about to run out too because.
Yeah.
They got to find some way to bounce back against this, Panthers offense. And I think they're reviewing the play.
The touchdown?
On the touchdown.
Oh, okay.
But as of right now, It's 22-13. If it's overturned, it's going to be 16-3. But I think they're going to stay.
Okay. Hey, well, by the way, we have a caller on the line here. I'm going to put her on the line. Caller?
Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi,
hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
How's it going?
Good. Let's talk wrestling.
All right,
yeah.
there's the tables that. Oh, by the way, the play is over. It was turnover. So as of right now, it's 16-13. But they're at the goal line, so Jets are still in trouble. But let's get to WWE TLC. The main event is going to be the unification of WWE champion. Oh, actually, I should say Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, right?
Versus. The world heavyweight champion, John Cena, and whoever wins will be the WWE, will be the undisputed champions of champions.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to watch.
Oh, hello.
So, this one I'm... Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Are you,
yeah.
still on, you're still on the line?
Yeah, I'm... Yeah.
All right, that's good. So what's your thoughts? Who you think will be the champion of champions, guys?
They're going to make
Cena
win.
Or Orton?
Cena. They're going to make
Cena
win.
I think Cena's going to win, too. Because at the end of Raw,
On Raw, what's his name? He was acting too cocky, Randy Orton. Didn't he say he was better than all the other people who were in the ring or whatever?
Oh, yeah, of course. He's saying he's the best champion of all time.
And that was all those
you
people there,
make Cena.
Michaels, Bret Hart, all these people. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was too cocky.
And then he got his ass kicked.
Exactly.
And what was I going to say? Yeah, and at the end, after Triple H pedigreed Randy Orton because... Daniel Bryan accidentally pushed Orton into Stephanie, and
everybody liked Daniel Bryan on Monday.
Oh yeah, because he was in his home. Well, I mean, he's popular everywhere, but
mm-hmm.
especially
yeah.
he was in Seattle, which is home to his home state of Washington State. You know, because he's from Aberdeen, Washington. So you know they cheered the hometown hero.
Yeah.
And it rightfully deserved. I mean, this guy is the most popular guy in WWE right now. And he's going to have, he's going to have a lot of stuff on his plate because he's going to be facing all three members of the Wyatt family.
And he might actually join them if he loses.
He might.
But
I think I think whatchamacallit, this is a tough one. I'm 50-50 on this. Because I think CM Punk is going to win, but I can't see both of them winning. So I'll have to say, I want to see
Punk
both of them going to win. What you said?
CM Punk is versus who?
CM Punk is going against The Shield.
Oh, The Shield.
So I think Punk's going to win that one. But Daniel Bryan, you know what? I don't know if WWE would allow them both to win. You know what I'm saying?
And the table iron chair
that's
is
a good
today.
Point.
Well, what did you say?
The TLC is today, right?
That
yeah,
is correct.
Tonight.
Yeah.
So after tonight,
are they
going to
sing? Are they
going to
sing No Scrubs too?
repeat what you said.
Are they going to sing No Scrubs today?
What did she say?
Are they going to sing No Scrubs?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard that. Maybe they will. I guess they're going to sing to the loser, which would be Orton tonight. So, I guess they'll be singing the Scrub song with Orton. But you know what? I'm going to say Daniel Bryan loses tonight. Even though I hope he will win, Wyatt family will beat Daniel Bryan, and I think CM Punk will the Shield, which will lead to the Shield, breaking up, especially Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I agree.
So Punk will beat the Shield. Daniel Bryan will lose to the Wyatt family, and. Cena is going to be the champion, and maybe this might be the closest thing of Cena turning heel, because
yeah.
authority might help Cena to win. Maybe this might be the day Cena turns heel.
You know, that's a good you make a good point there. That could happen tonight. This might be the night. If there was any night, this would have to be the night he turns heel.
Exactly. This is historic.
He don't look like he would ever do that though. He would lose his chance.
Yeah, I don't think he will either. But if this is the last chance, if he doesn't do, and I know we've said that WrestleMania 29 and so many other events.
He's gonna stay eating his milk and cookies. Oreos, that is. Nabisco.
Yeah, he will. So
we're making commercials now. We're making commercials for Blog Talk Radio.
But any case, you know, I think Cena's gonna turn heel. I mean, it's gonna be reminiscent of Stone Cold turning heel with Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 17 to defeat The Rock for the title. So I think it's gonna be a very similar state. I mean, you know, Cena, this is important for him to be the champion of champions. So he's gonna do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, you're right. And with the backing of Triple H and Stephanie, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And I heard there's rumors that maybe Triple H might somehow get himself involved in the match and win, come out as the champion.
What?
I heard there's a rumor about that, too. I don't know if that's true. I hope not. But remember, he always says
to bring
one guy is going
to
come out champion. He never said, hello?
No, I said Stephanie loved to bring her husband into everything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And my husband, the winner for 13 times, is WWE champion,
exactly.
Triple H.
Exactly.
Sure, whatever.
So, and Triple H is always mentioning there will be one champion. He's never specific to say either it's Cena or either it's...
He's never said who, yeah.
Yeah, so they might be teasing. Maybe, you know, they might tease that, you know, there might be another champion that we're not expecting.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe Damian Sandow, you know, he lost the opportunity. Maybe he might be part of the authority and they take away his lost opportunity. Who knows? I mean, this championship match is going to be a lot more interesting than I thought it would be.
Yeah, you know, I might have to watch it tonight.
And what else is – oh, yeah, I don't know if you guys heard, but apparently AJ and, you know, the sports – she's going to fight against Natalya. And I'm picking Natalya to win because I just found out today that apparently at the taping of the tribute to the troops, AJ and Michelle Beadle, the sports commentator – she got into argument with Michelle Beadle backstage because she saw her talking to CM Punk, who she's rumored to be dating, and she was basically you know yelling at her, and she was she was really PO'd at her.
Wow, really?
A lot of people in the company were you know weren't too happy about that, and you know it might be
that
a
was
work.
Real?
Well, Michelle Beadle apparently said she didn't say anything because she thought she was joking. You know, she thought it was part of the gimmick. So now the question is whether, you know, this is a work, you know, this is all part of the storyline, or if this is a legitimate backstage argument.
Mm.
So I think AJ is going to lose.
I think so too. I think it's time for Natalya to,
you know.
Hold up that title and show how talented she is as a wrestler. Not only as a wrestler, but a diva.
I like AJ as a a diva, but Natalya
is more talent.
If she's gonna lose to a total diva, it has to be Natalya because they've been trying to make Brie Bella as the champion, and Brie Bella isn't over with the fans as AJ is. So
exactly,
she don't get along with the fans.
Well, yeah, she doesn't like the Total Divas because she feels that, the Total Divas are basically using the TV shows to promote their career because they don't have talent. Or they're not as great as she is. Trying to see what else is going to be at the pay-per-view event. There's going to be a tag team match with the Rhodes Brothers, Real Americans, Ryback and Axel, and... Channel, who is the fourth group? I think it's the Usos, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes, the Rhodes Brothers, Ryback, and Kurt Angle.
Are you guys fans of Elijah Wood? I was called Elijah Wood.
Xavier Wood.
This is Xavier Lord of the Rings. Yeah, Xavier
Wood. Yeah, he has an interesting gimmick. I mean, he's fought for last couple of weeks.
He has beef with Brodus Clay.
Mm. Yeah, you could totally see Brodus Clay is about to turn heel. And what was I going to say? Yeah, I think Real Americans is going to win because, you know, Cesaro, you know, he's even though he's a bad guy, he's definitely getting over with the fans.
Yeah.
We, all I have to say is we, the people.
And, yeah, I guess that's basically it in WWE, basically. I guess we'll talk quickly about the Knicks. Knicks won last night against the Hawks. Not about time. Ray Raymond felt in the injured himself. Oh.